waltzing our way through my house and your house on this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning with Rosie on the house. Good morning and welcome back. Today's article revolves around helping you make the decision, do I stay or do I go? And we take you through five questions to help you answer that big, big one overlying question at all. That goes out Thursday. You have to subscribe to our newsletter to get it. We've already gotten responses from it yesterday, Friday. Actually, it came back. Actually, she must have been sitting at her computer waiting for our email, because we usually try and get that out at about 4, 4:30. This came back at 4:33. She says, well, that's a nice article, and I wanted to add a comment. I disagree about the importance of modifying from a two-story home to a one-story as we age. I view the two-story home as a way to keep healthy and get additional exercise. What better way to stay in shape than right in your own home? Well, I wasn't saying you have to move out of a two-story home. I was just saying we see that as a really big trend, people wanting to eliminate the steps as they get older. And this is from Miss Ann, wrote this letter. She says, my mom, for example, lived in a two-story home by herself for many years up to age 82. The bedroom was upstairs, the main floor, and then the laundry room was in the basement. That's three levels of stairs multiple times a day. The amount of exercise is healthy. I'm not going to argue that. As long as you're healthy enough to negotiate the steps, baby, have at it. Step your way into bliss. So we appreciate Miss Ann, you writing us and letting us get your feedback so we could share it with everybody. Some people elect to stay in those big homes for the additional exercise.
Or even just multi-story. You know,
yeah.
You could have a pretty narrow home with basement, first floor, and second floor. The first hip replacement's going to change that email.
Let's see if we can get to Fran real quick. Our last call here in the 9 o'clock hour. Wrap up all of our calls. Good morning, Fran. How can we help you? Calling from Mesa.
I have an electrical problem.
Okay.
My DFI switches in my master bathroom do not work. The light switch does.
Okay.
In my guest bathroom, the DFI works, but the light switch does not. And this is in a manufactured home, a double wide, okay. And these are both on the same side of the home. Kitchen on the opposite side, my DFIs are fine. When we do have power surges occasionally, my DFI always goes out.
Out
and flip the switch a few times. Last time, these did not come back.
Okay. Fran, what is the age of the house?
About 35 years.
Okay. Well, breakers do wear out, and the fact that you're actually getting them to trip on power surges would tell me that I think if you simply would replace the GFI breaker in the box, you're probably going to solve the problem. That's certainly where I would start. Get a hold of one of the Rosie Certified electricians in your neighborhood. That'd be the Mighty Electricians or Tapp and Sons. Have them come out and take a look at it, troubleshoot it. And a 35-year-old breaker, particularly a GFI, I think we could just simply get that replaced and you're going to be in good shape. Miss Fran, appreciate the call. Thanks a million. Let me wrap up this topic on should I move or should I go, because we've got painters coming in from the Arizona Paint Company in the next hour. And if for any of you that are interested or contemplating a paint project, you cannot miss the next hour. We're going to be bringing you tricks of the trade and professional tips to try and make your project look better. And the difference between a good paint job and a medium paint job is infinitesimal. It's huge. There's nothing more wonderful than walking into a house that's been painted correctly. You got the full depth of color. You've got the straight cut-in lines. We're going to cover all of that on how you can accomplish that with our experts from the Arizona Paint Company in the following hour. Wrapping up, should I go or should I stay? Let me just say this. You're going to think through the location and think forward on the location. How's this location going to work for me in 5 years, in 10 years, in 15 years? Is it close enough to the medical facilities that I may or may not probably be using more often than not as I continue to age? Figure out what's broken in your current house that may need to be replaced to stay another decade or two. Should I buy a new home or just remodel the existing one? That's another great consideration. As you get older, you'll also need to assess what expensive replacement parts, not on your body, but in your house, need to be maintained and replaced. Take a look at what the real cost of moving is. I had somebody tell me the other day, well, Rosie, I move every 5 years just to declutter. Okay. All right. If that's what it takes. We've been
you
in
can
our house.
Stop buying stuff.
We've been in our house, I don't know, 30 years or so. You know, it would probably do Jennifer and I a lot of good to move. It would force us to go through little nooks and crannies that have been accumulating mementos kids' pieces. Romy, I still have your Weebelos arrow hanging up in my garage from Camp Geronimo. When does that go back to?
Well, if it was the Weebelos arrow, that was before I was a counselor, because that's 93,
yeah,
maybe four, something.
All right, when we get back next hour, it's your paint project. Get online now if you've got a question about painting. We'll have the experts in here to answer it and coach you through it.